The rhetorical frames around martyrdom, they're not just limited to inspiring a lot of conversions. They can also spur some real violence.
Yeah, and this is the dual nature of a martyr narrative, right? On the one hand, people like Stephen are seen as models in that they do not provoke, they do not fight back, but instead they accept the persecution, right? And Jesus had taught his followers to bless the persecutors, to love their enemies. So that's the one track. And I think we saw that in Erica Kirk's declaration of forgiveness.
My husband, Charlie, he wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life. That man, that young man, I forgive him.
I don't know a Christian who is steeped in the teachings of Jesus who would say that was the wrong choice, right? Jesus taught us to forgive. Now, I think Stephen Miller and Donald Trump and the memorial service really embodied the other side of the martyr narrative.
I hate my opponent, and I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry. I am sorry, Erica. But now Erica can talk to me and the whole group, and maybe they can convince me that that's not right, but I can't stand my opponent.